If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you it will, as it did Obi-Wan's apprentice.
Steve from North Carolina. This is Steve Harris on the expert panel calling in to answer your question. Here's the short of it. You're not going to EMP-proof your generator. There is going to be no EMP. That's a short answer, not a longer answer. When people start thinking about EMP, it's a sickness. It's a disease. It rots you from the inside out, and you always put everything to the test. Is it EMP-proof? And since nothing is, you'll end up with nothing, and you'll have nothing when the real disaster that Jack and I keep on preaching about hits. So when you have the blizzard, you want to have stuff for the blizzard, for the hurricane, for the tornado, for the flood, for the power failure, etc. You want to have stuff for that is real, that is stuff you know about and stuff that is really going to happen rather than stuff that is not going to happen. That is why I use that quote from Yoda that I just played. Once you start down the path of EMP, forever will it consume you. Now, some science. All explosions in Earth's atmosphere produce an EMP. It's just because when they detonate, they make a plasma, which is a high temperature gas. Actually, it's force state of matter, but think of it as a high-temperature gas. And it does this inside the Earth's magnetic field. Even a firecracker in a trash can makes an EMP pulse. You can get a trash can, wrap wire around it, like 100 feet of wire, put a voltmeter on it, light a firecracker, throw it into the trash can. When it goes pop, you will get a spike on your meter, and you produce a little EMP pulse. Okay, a little itty-bitty one. It's not going to do nothing, okay? It's got less power than a mouse fart. Now, in the world of nuclear weapons, there are fission weapons and there are fusion weapons. The first atomic weapons that we made were fission weapons. This was the gun-type weapon, and this was the compression, the weapon that compressed plutonium to make a critical mass that formed an explosion. Now, these produce an EMP as well. However, the EMP pulse produced at Hiroshima and Nagasaki went out a certain distance. So the nuclear bomb detonated, you got prompt radiation, you got prompt light, you got a prompt EMP pulse. The thing is that EMP pulse went out and it only has an effective distance, and that effective distance is less than the blast wave. So great, you get an EMP pulse that might potentially harm your electronics, and then the blast wave comes away and blows you and the house and everything away at 200-400 miles an hour. So what does it take to make the real EMP pulse that you are theoretically scared of, which is not going to happen? It takes a fusion weapon. These are weapons classed in the megatons. Fission weapons are kilotons, thousands of tons of TNT. Fusion weapons are megatons, also called hydrogen bombs or thermonuclear bombs. They are in the megatons, millions of tons of TNT. Now, this makes an EMP as well. However, when you detonate one on the ground or slightly above the ground, it makes an EMP pulse. But again, the EMP pulse effective distance is less than the blast wave. So great, you get an EMP pulse, your computer goes blink, you see the bright light, and then the blast wave comes and blows all of you 20 miles down the road. So, and that's what the blast wave does, people, okay? It just blows everything. It's 300-400 miles an hour. It just blows everything away. So, in order to do what is the classic sense of EMP, you have to have a megaton type of weapon, and you have to launch it on a rocket above the Van Allen radiation belt, above your target, okay? Now, in theory, the Russians or the Chinese could do this over one spot in USA and pretty much get most of the USA in a very bad explosion. That's just it. It's going to take the Russians or the Chinese to do that, because making a megaton weapon is not also just 1,000 times larger than a kiloton. It is 1,000,000 times harder, and it is 1,000,000 times more expensive to make a fusion weapon than it is to make a fission weapon. A dear friend of mine and mentor of mine who's now deceased, Ed York, designed nuclear weapons, and he also designed all of our civil defense against nuclear weapons. His civil defense stuff that you see in shelters, I mean, he's the man who pioneered it. He's the one who taught me all my EMP stuff. So, I mean, so you got these little podunk, third world, hole in the cave nations making nuclear weapons. North Korea, Pakistan, Iran. Okay? These little places are not going to make a fusion weapon. They are going to make a fission weapon. They don't have the money. They don't have the talent. It's literally a million times more expensive. And they're spending lots of their GNP already on it. And it's a million times harder to make a fusion weapon than it is a fission weapon. The United States spent trillions of dollars on this to do it the way they do it today. The Russians are not going to nuke us because they have interdependent trade with the United States. The Chinese sure as heck aren't going to nuke us because how much of our debt do they owe? Okay, we are an interdependent, globally connected world now on trade. They just are not going to go off and kill their best customer. It just does not work that way. Well, whether you agree or disagree, I don't know. Some of you out there are probably hollering at the radio right now. But I'm sorry. These are the facts as I know it. Now, your silly little Faraday cage. People think I can go get some window screen or some copper. I can make a Faraday cage and it's going to protect whatever I put into it. No, it's not. Okay? You need to have a very well engineered special material, special thickness Faraday cage in order to protect from a real EMP pulse, which is not going to happen. Did I mention that? So as an example to you, to prove to you, because you don't believe me, go get an FM radio. See, an EMP pulse is made up of two parts, two waves. One is a very long wave that comes from the depression of the Van Allen radiation belt through the Earth's magnetic field. Okay, the other one is a bunch of frequencies about from 200 to 800 megahertz. And that is what really fries your electronics is that one. The one that gets the transmission lines is the long wave that I mentioned about. So go get an FM radio and tune it up someplace to a powerful station up near 108 megahertz and turn it all the way up, okay? So you got this radio going full boom. Wrap the radio in aluminum foil. I'm talking like a transistor radio, people, okay? You can hold it in your hand. Wrap it in aluminum foil. Now take the aluminum foil radio and put that inside of a candy tin like you might get hard candy in for Christmas. That's a metal box. Now take that metal candy tin, metal box, and put it inside of a popcorn tin, which is, you know, about big enough to hold a basketball, and people give them away this time of year around Christmas as presents. So now you got aluminum foil wrapped radio inside of a candy tin inside of a popcorn tin. Take that popcorn tin and put it inside of a metal trash can with a lid. Now go to wherever that FM transmitter is for the radio station and drive right up to the fence, right up to the tower. And you know what? I bet you you'll be able to hear that FM radio playing inside all that shielding. So if this doesn't protect your electronics, what do you think an EMP pulse is going to do that's a million times stronger, millions of times stronger than you standing next to that FM radio station tower? It's not going to do very much. You are completely vulnerable. The good news is it's not going to happen. So don't worry about it. Don't use it as a yardstick or a measure for your preparedness. It's not going to happen. It's not going to get you. Just buy regular electronics and use them for the disasters that are going to hit you. And I think Jack will have some nice words about that. And this is Steve Harris for the expert panel. Thank you very much for calling in the question. I mean, even if we disagree, and I try to explain the science to you so you can understand and agree, very good question. And hey, guys, at knowledgepublications.com, I have 20% off of all books and DVDs, only books and DVDs, with the coupon code BLACK20. That's BLACK20. No spaces, no nothing. Upper or lower case works just fine. And as always, all my stuff I've done with Jack is at solar1234.com. Thanks, Steve, for calling in a good question. I hope some more of you guys can call in even better questions. And I'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks, guys. See you later.